Part 2. The Abstract of the Paper. Human dictionaries and wordnets are organized by language. There is a Spanish word file, an English one, a Japanese one. But a meaning such as domestic cat is not Spanish, English, or Japanese. It is shared by all of them, each language merely points at it with a different word, gato in Spanish, cat in English, chat in French, katze in German, and niko in Japanese, a single character in that writing system. Lingua Mundi World Language is an open, free, and language-agnostic lexical knowledge base that tries to turn the usual arrangement inside out. Instead of one dictionary per language, it stores the meaning once, and attaches every language's words to that shared meaning. The alignment key is the multilingual wordnets of the open data community, a wordnet being a dictionary organized by meaning rather than alphabetically. The project is the work of a single person, on a single laptop from 2014, a 4-core Intel Pentium processor, 8 GB of memory, a hard disk spinning at 5400 revolutions per minute, and a slow internet connection, the very machine that hosts the live system. The budget is zero, and all data is open data. Between December 2025 and September 2026, the project grew from a folder of downloaded dictionary files into a working database on the free program Postgres, holding more than 96,000 concepts, shared meanings, more than 1.2 million word forms, more than 1.6 million recorded word meanings, and more than 171,000 connections between meanings, across 6 live languages. A query interface answers in milliseconds, and a web interface is styled as a map of meaning, an explorable star chart, in which one star can be cat, gato, and niko at once. The paper documents the project's intellectual origin, the intuition that meaning, not spelling, is the natural unit of multilingual data, the principles of its design, a language-agnostic model, alignment of meanings through synsets, sets of words that share one meaning, a taxonomy, or family tree, of type relations, ranking shaped by Zipf's law, the observation that a few words do most of the work, and a bake, don't rederive pattern from database practice, in which expensive answers are computed once, stored, and read many times. It documents the open data sources and licenses, the tools in the human and AI workflow, the user interface, and the failures found along the way, including a silent truncation bug that briefly made the English word cat invisible to its own meaning. The repair chain for that bug was launched on the morning of September 7, 2026, and was verified complete the same day. The paper is also, quietly, a case study, what one determined person can build on open data with free tools and borrowed computation, and in the engineering habits, measure, date, label, and admit what is unverified, that make a small project honest enough to grow into a large one. The figures in the abstract were measured on September 6 and 7, 2026. The exact queries, dates, and sources are printed in the paper's appendix. That was the abstract. Part 3 begins the story of how the idea began.